The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Many of you have not yet subscribed to the prophetic voice of our time on YouTube or through SOGMI, SOGMI.org. Please help us to spread what God is saying to the church in our days. Time is of the essence. And while you're at it, please like and leave a positive comment. And I want to remind everybody, if you miss a previous broadcast or you want to continue to listen to what God is saying, we are on podcast, even our Sunday services and Wednesday services. You can go to our website, SOGMI.org. God bless you. Remember, time is of the essence and you need to help us, okay? Many things are happening all over the world, spiritually, as well as naturally or physically. While the whole world is in turmoil on what is happening, we should not be distressed nor given to fear, but to celebrate because God is positioning the nations of the world. Our focus, again, is to believe, obey, and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. Stay on God's side. God is positioning the nations of the world. That includes all nations, the nation of Israel, and the body of Christ. Remember, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." Same thing with the nation of Israel in Exodus. God directed Moses to tell the people that he called the nations of Israel to be a kingdom of priests, to serve him, okay? So we are nations. So God is positioning the body of Christ in our days, okay? Praise God. Psalm chapter 47, verses 8 and 9. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Let's remember that, okay? Isaiah chapter 52, verse 10. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. And that is our primary responsibility as a member of the body of Christ, is to obey the Great Commission. Okay, let's continue with Isaiah 52, verse 11 and 12. "Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean things. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessels of the Lord." We are the vessels of the Lord. Remember that, okay? And we need to be patient. We need to stay put and focus on the Lord, especially now, okay? Verse 12, "But you will not leave in haste or go in flight, for the Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be your rear guard." He got our back and he goes before us, okay? Isaiah 55, verses 5 through 11, okay? God is positioning the nations and God is in control. "Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." This is instructions to the nations, which includes the body of Christ, okay? Verse 7, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon." For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, verse 11, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. And the result? It will do that. Verses 12 and 13. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown and for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. This is God's plan. So let us be patient and trust God on what is happening all over the world, okay? Just focus on who we are. We're not of this world. We don't live under or in the economy of this world. We operate in the economy of our Lord Jesus Christ, okay, which is far better. So in 1 Peter chapter 11 through 15, this is instruction to us as a holy nation. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which was against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to the governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the King. Okay. So it is for us to focus on what we are instructed to do. Remember, God is positioning the nations of the earth. Okay. And we, as a royal nation, are being positioned to a place of authority, power, very influential in these days, okay? You and I need to focus on that. That's why God is calling for sanctification. God is calling for obedience. God is calling to correct those things that you need to correct because time is of the essence and we will not be able to get away with the things that we used to and abuse the mercy of God. It's not going to happen this time. So might as well repent and make the necessary correction. Amen. In Mark chapter 13, verse 7, remember, what is happening in the world, stand firm and believe in God. Okay? Mark chapter 13, verse 7. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Matthew chapter 18, verse 7. Woe to the world. Listen to that. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the men through whom they come. God's own hand, as he told us several years ago, is uprooting the wicked root that is in Washington, D.C., that in times past, all the nations of the world have been feeding off, including some churches or denominations or ministries. So we didn't know how deep is the corruption that is taking place in Washington, D.C. Now we're beginning to understand it. We need to thank God that he is now allowing things to get exposed. Okay? Our own government with the wicked, corrupt bureaucrats and some politicians, they got so rich by using our taxpayer monies And that is not the worst part. They started giving money to terrorists, to abortion, to advance wicked policies. And it's just like they just love power. Now they're being exposed. So let us continue to praise God. Let us continue to pray. And let us be patient, okay? This is the reason why the whole nation, the whole world, is almost in a state of panic. Each country, they want to position themselves in a place of security, prosperity, and power. And for some of the bureaucrats nowadays, they're not only causing fear. Some of them think that they still can get away with it. So they are at war with what God is doing. Okay. And in order for you to understand is, by God's own hands, the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod are being removed from our government. So let us continue to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ and let patience do its complete work, okay? And we need to be slow to speak and quick to obey, okay? In accordance to James chapter 1. So let us discuss about the yeast of the Pharisees and teachers of the law. You know what the Apostle Paul said in Corinthians, that when a yeast is in the dough, it is impossible to take it out because it will involve itself into the entire dough, not just some part, and then it is very difficult to remove it. But by God's own hands, he's doing it right now, okay? Mark chapter 8, verse 15. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. So what is the yeast of Pharisees and teachers of the law? They are spiritual leaders that are hypocrites, and they do not want God's people to know or enter the kingdom of heaven. They want to maintain their power and their position of authority. They love the benefits, but they don't want others to share it, okay? In their heart, they want to keep their power, their position of authority, and they are threatened by the 120 disciples in the book of Acts and by Jesus. And they end up resorting to violence. They imprison their enemies or even murder. Isn't that what's happening now? And the Pharisees and the teachers of the law with the Herodians, they will continue to try to stop the move of God, to stop God's people from being free. And they will continue to be in the middle, disrupting or slowing God's people from entering in and to have this wonderful relationship with our Lord Jesus. The yeast of the Pharisees and teachers of the law, they know everything about the book, but they don't understand it. They know about God, but they do not know him personally by heart. Okay. Now, the yeast of Herod is a political. And both the Herodians and the Pharisees and teachers of the law, they always work together to stop the move of God or to try to destroy God's people. And that is what's happening now. And they're being stopped. Okay. So it is cause for celebration. Let me give you scriptures. Matthew chapter 23, verse 13. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. Matthew chapter 23, verse 15. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over land and sea to win a single convert. And when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are. Okay, so that's the Pharisees and Sadducees. Remember, they were not amazed by the miracles that Jesus performed on the people. They were finding fault because they want to keep their position and they don't want others to take a leadership position of authority or influence. Okay. Now, Herod. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. That spirit or the yeast of Herod, they don't want anybody who has a higher authority or more powerful than they are. Okay? And this is the one that I want to point out something to you, which is very obvious. That's why you don't listen to people saying a lot of negative things to what's happening and they're focusing on the judgment of God. Okay? I want to point this something to you. I read to you Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. Okay? The kings of the east came to worship Jesus. Okay? The birth of Jesus was announced to the shepherds, to the kings of the east, and not to Herod, and not to the Pharisees and teachers of the law. Meditate on this. Remember in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, God is not going to do anything on the face of the earth without revealing his plan to the prophets first. Okay? And in our days, under the new covenant, the testimony of our Lord Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Jesus is front and center. So this yeast of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law and Herodians, they will try to stop this move of God. They will try this positioning of the nations because they want power. They are not satisfied with the power that they have. They want to control the whole world with their wicked schemes. Okay. So they don't know what God is moving or how God is going to move, but we do. That's why we need to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Okay. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 18. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. See, they know. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, you hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? And we know how Jesus dealt with them. He asked for a denarii or a coin, and he asked them, whose face is this? And said, Caesar. Then render to Caesar what is due to Caesar and render to God what is due to God. Okay? So they were all shut down. The spirit of wisdom will come upon the body of Christ, those who are righteous, those that have a right standing with God, and they have a strong discernment, and they are being positioned right now. Remember, we are a holy nation, so God is positioning us to the position of power, very influential position. That is why we are being prepared. An example of this is the teachings concerning the transfer of wealth and influence. Okay. In Mark chapter 3, verse 6. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. See? And that's what they did with the disciples too. When they started and said, hey, stop teaching about this way. And the disciples said that, oh, we'd rather obey God instead of men. And they cannot be stopped, no matter what they do. And Gamaliel, who is a convert of Jesus, keep in mind, Jesus won some of the Pharisees and the Sadducees in his time. Okay? So we cannot just isolate people in one and say that they are bad. If there are some hope for them to get saved or to get to the knowledge of the truth, then we need to pray and we need to allow God to do that and using us as a willing vessel. But Gamaliel said that you leave these people alone, because if this is from God, you're going to find yourself fighting against God. So we need to get ourselves into a position that we are on God's side, because now God is at the helm. God is still sitting on his throne, and he is positioning all the nations of the earth, including those that are in the body of Christ. And we are beginning to see it. Don't be alarmed concerning the result of this election. You didn't want it, and concerning what others are doing. If I were you, I will focus on what God expects you or telling you to do, okay? So that you will be in the kingdom of God operating and will be part of the transfer of wealth and influence, which is where God is positioning the body of Christ. That's why I keep on repeating myself. This is very exciting. We are in a very exciting times, but woe to those who cause people to sin. Woe to those who would not change, especially the leaders who are not just looking for power and influence and authority, but they're stopping God's people from knowing him. And they're just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees in Jesus' time. They have descendants now, and Satan is using them, okay, to disrupt, to slow down, or to even destroy on what God is doing in your life and to the body of Christ as a whole. And we are victorious. I want to remind you that. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. So it is important for us to understand this is the time in which the body of Christ is going to be positioned. And that is why the prophecy that this move of God was never been recorded in the history of the church, starting from the book of Acts, when it comes to magnitude, God is moving on the face of the earth, body of Christ. Let us leave the elementary teachings like repentance and laying of hands. Let us have a clean hands and a pure heart in our days, because you don't want to have any regrets. I don't want to have any regrets. As it is, I am very grateful that I am living in the time in which our prayers are being answered, prophecies are being fulfilled concerning United States of America. And I think I shared with you in previous broadcasts, probably 2 years ago or 3 years ago. In 2012, I was in Vancouver, Canada. And I was praying early in the morning, and I was watching the whale jump out of the water from our hotel. It was fun. And I was talking to the Lord, and he told me, Christina, this is the beginning of time that when Erica graduates from high school, that North America will be your domain. And I receive it. I don't know how it's going to happen. And when God said that this will be your domain, it means Freedom Fellowship Church. It means us. It's not just me. And now we're beginning to see the shaking. What is happening in Canada? We're going to pray about it. Don't say any negative things, okay? The liberals with the wicked people are being shaken right now. And everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that the things of God shall remain. Same thing with the other parts of North America. Mexico is next, okay? And then the other Caribbean nations that are a part of North America. So I'm beginning to study, to learn the geography. I wish I paid attention when I was young. And I'm beginning to see it. And we're going to start covering those nations with prayers so that the move of God will remain. North America is the first one, the first continent that this move of God that is being prophesied, that's never been recorded in the history of the church, will start manifesting here in North America. So thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for that. It is our time. This is a great opportunity, body of Christ. Forsake your own ways. Forsake about your desires, personal ambitions. Get on with God. He always rewards us. We can never outgive him. And he is faithful, just, and holy. So God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630, or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.